said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
All right, it's October. That's when we turn over into a new leaf, right? That's when we move on through time and we experience what everyone says is our birthday. At least that's what I was told. You know, you don't know really for sure if you were actually born that day because nobody can remember their actual birth.
And that's what he said. You roll over.
So it sounds like you're in a chippy mood. You've got... You're Dancing with the Stars coming to a conclusion. We're doing a rehearsal tonight, and then we've got the full meal deal tomorrow. So I guess you're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I'm certainly excited about that. We could talk about that more later.
Okay, so what's cooking?
What's cooking? Tahini salad dressing. Yummy, yummy, yummy. And tahini salad dressing, which I've talked about before, but I'm just starting to make it up again. You know how you stop making things and you start making them again? I guess you already know that's the way I do things, right? Well, the tahini salad dressing is a vital component of good nutrition. It's extremely therapeutic and beneficial for optimum health and performance. This is a good thing. And acts as a digestive enzyme in the body. It helps ward off disease in the body and lubricates the joints and definitely is so good for the soul. It's really, really yummy. Anybody who's ever had it, and I take that tahini dressing with me when I go to potluck parties because I'm usually the one who gets to make the salad. Everybody loves it and they all want the recipe. So it's a super savory salad dressing to dress any type of salad. You can marinate meat, fish, or chicken, and it adds as a nice side sauce for meats or steamed vegetables, or even just as a dip for raw vegetables. So you like that one too, right?
Yes, and let's not forget that peanuts frighten parents, and there are warnings at schools now with peanuts and peanut butter, but when's the last time have you seen or heard anyone talk about a warning for sesame seed anaphylactic shock? You never hear it because such a thing doesn't exist. So this is not only more nutritious in many, many different ways than peanut butter, which is just marketed into our brains from birth, but it's also much safer, as are many of the other seed and nut oils that get very little exposure in mass marketing.
Absolutely, for sure. And you can get some of the health food stores, they're fresh pressed, and they're absolutely delicious. So get on that, start buying that stuff, and it's very, very healthful. So what we do is I'll just do the recipe really quickly, and it is on our website, which I use in a blender. I add to a blender. One part extra virgin olive oil, which can also be hemp oil or a flaxseed oil. You can mix it up if you want, like about a half a cup, let's just say. And then one part of freshly squeezed lemon juice. So that would be another half a cup. And yes, one bulb of garlic. You heard me right. One bulb of garlic. Now, Corey, just really quickly, we're going to grate this, right, with the skin on. Can you just tell everybody how your invention, I won't take credit for this, how you grate the garlic on a grater?
Yeah, just get one of those four-sided graters, those cheese graters. The single one side, they don't really work nearly as well. But on one of those four sides, you know, it's about 8 inches tall. It's kind of built like a rectangle. And on one side, the little holes that you rub the garlic against are the perfect size. So you take the bulb of garlic, the whole bulb. You don't do anything to it. You don't peel it. You don't separate the cloves, nothing. You just take the whole bulb and you start grating it on the cheese grater, except we'll call it a garlic grater. You start grating it like cheese, okay? And you just turn it around in your hand until there's nothing left. It literally disappears. You go right down to the core. You get the skin and the central components of the entire plant all ground into the garlic. On the backside, you scrape it off. It falls down. And that is like, how long is that going to take? Like maybe 20 seconds to grate a complete whole bulb of garlic. And I usually do two at a time, so it takes me less than a minute.
Ugh. And it takes a half an hour to clean it up. Oh, half an hour for me to clean up your mess.
Hello, I clean it up myself, and I immediately move that grater into the sink, put it under hot, scalding water. So, you know, the key with cleanup is not to leave these things around because the food cakes on, it gets hard, and it's like harder than hell to get it off. If you do it immediately, it's easy. You just rinse it off and then throw it in the side compartment to dry, and presto, bang, you're right back where you started.
Okay, and that's what he said, and that's what is all about. So there you have that with the garlic. So it's an awful lot of garlic, but it is that time of the year, folks. It's getting to be winter. We need to ward off any type of dis-ease in the body, and it's Halloween coming up. So get rid of those vampires. Okay, so then we add about 3 tablespoons of tahini. When you buy tahini, there's going to be liquid on the top, the oil on the top. So you need to make sure it's room temperature. And then you take a spoon or a knife and you mix it, mix it, mix it, mix it up. And then about 2 tablespoons of unpasteurized honey. Now, if you don't like it sweet, don't add the honey to it. But I do. I like it a little bit sweeter. Then you just blend it all up. Now, if you want to add some chilies to it to make it a little spicier, if you want it more oily, add a little more oil or a little more lemony, more lemon. I don't think you need it more garlicky because there's plenty of that in there. That's why I add lots of honey to it. Unpasteurized honey, of course. And then what you want to do is, as I said, keep test tasting it to your liking. And then you can put it in a glass jar or a Tupperware jar or something like that. And you can keep it in the fridge for up to 1 week. However, when I am going to use it, I take it out of the fridge and let it soften up a little bit because it can get a little bit hard because the flavor seems to seep in a little bit more if it's more room temperature. And then you just pour it on and put as much as you like on, and it is absolutely delicious. So when we talk about the ground sesame seed paste, ground sesame seed paste is used in both sweet and savory dishes. It's a primary ingredient in both hummus and halva, and very popular in Middle Eastern dishes. The rich, nutty flavor of the sesame seeds can be found in foods around the world. And the funny thing is when the sesame pods are ripe, they burst open and to reveal the seeds inside, leading to the famous quote, "Open sesame." So the seeds range from color from white to inky black, with white seeds producing more mild and a paler oil and flavor, where the black seeds yield dark, more of an intense flavor. You can eat them whole, and the seeds are rich in manganese, copper, calcium, B1, and E. The oil alone is also rich in vitamins B1 and E, and is sometimes integrated into skincare products. So there you have it. I mean, and with the fresh lemon and the garlic and the extra virgin olive oil or whichever oil you choose to use, it's super duper healthy. So get on it and start using it in all your salads until you get tired of it and then you do a different kind. But other than that, that's what we're having. We're having that tonight, actually.
Let's not forget that delicious without nutritious is malicious.
Well then, ladies and gentlemen, that's what he said, and there you have it. That's my recipe for this month, so let's get on that with a very helpful one.
Right on. So who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Richard Mehta. Richard is the owner of Ergogenics Nutrition. He graduated from the Institute of Holistic Nutrition in 2000. And started his own company, Ergogenics, in 2006. And the mission of Ergogenics is to advocate a move towards plant-based nutrition for better health, environmental sustainability, and compassion for animals. Richard was active in athletics growing up, and he also studied the sciences. He likes to be in the health food store, but what he found when he was working and training in a health food store, what it was lacking. And so therefore he decided to produce his own line because of the lack of what he saw in the health food store. And this is where Ergogenics took its role, its holistic, whole food-based product line. Sounds really good, actually, doesn't it?
You said that he found that he was lacking or that something was lacking. What was it that was lacking? You didn't say what was lacking.
Well, the plant-based. And the healthful plant-based, I mean, he puts hemp and the greens in together with his product, the whole food. And what he uses is he uses stevia, small amounts of stevia. He uses the real cacao and the whole bean of the vanilla. So it's a super high-end product as well. So no artificial sweeteners, no artificial ingredients, just the real product. That's what he felt was lacking. And with his greens product, he found that there was a lot of fillers and a lot of lecithin in their greens products. So he just says that it's really important to read your labels, which we know, and make sure that what they say is in the product is in the product and not a lot of fillers and additives in it.
Yeah, and whether he's right or wrong, because there's other sides to the coin. There's other companies that have the products that he would criticize that would defend their products for all kinds of reasons. What I like more than any of that is the fact that with free enterprise capitalism, we can actually create our company from scratch. Anybody can do this. Any one of our students, if you want to take it on, you can create your own sports line, your own nutrition line. All you have to do is become aware of the regs and follow the steps and, you know, invest a bit of money. And then you can, before you know it, have your own product line. You get third-party production manufacturing companies to do all the work for you, but then you can get your own line. So I like the fact that we still have the freedom to be able to do that in Canada. Somebody from nowhere can just open up their own company as long as they follow the guidelines and play the game according to the rules.
And also have an NPN number, right? That's really important that you have that. Now, what an NPN number is a natural products number. And you have to have one in order to sell a product. However, he says that there are some companies out there that don't have NPN numbers that products are on the shelf. But he said what this does, it's what when you have an NPN number, you are able to make claims about your products. However, you need to back them up with the scientific studies. And there is a long, super-duper waiting list to get an NPN number. But one of the things that he uses was new to me. I don't know if it's new to you. Of course, nothing is new to you, Corey. He uses moringa in his green product. And moringa is a vegetable. It has protein, and it is comparable to spirulina. Moringa is hailed as a superfood. It's sometimes described as the miracle tree, that drumstick tree, or a horseradish tree. It has small, rounded leaves that are packed with an incredible amount of nutrition, protein, calcium, beta-carotene, vitamin C, and potassium. So there's so many different types of plants and trees out there that we can use as natural products, and we're hearing more and more about it all the time, right?
I heard a herbalist say once that for every disease man is afflicted by, there are over 100 plants on this planet that can cure that disease. So there's just not one plant. There's no one-stop shop here with the planet and all its plants. They say that there are thousands of plants that are yet to be discovered in the Amazon jungle. Thousands, thousands and thousands of them. And who knows what miracle-like medicinal properties are in these wonderful plants. And of course, what is going on today is we identify the active component and the big pharma gets that research, steals it literally from the herbalists, and then tries to alter it somehow chemically and use chemicals to synthesize a forfeited version so that they can patent it. You see, so what they produce is never the same. And that's why going to the health food store, going to the herb store, going to the chemist shop, as they used to call it, or still do in parts of Europe, is still a wonderful thing because these medicines are tried, true, and tested. And this is just one of many products that, you know, Richard Smart, he looks for something that no one's using. And then what you do in marketing is you make it something special, something new, where probably somewhere else in the world it's been used for hundreds or thousands of years and is well known there.
Absolutely. So that's wonderful. And Richard also says, when you're choosing a product, do the research on it. It's best to, you know, whole food based.
Okay, well, that's great advice. And thanks, Richard. And we're always looking for individuals that are out there in the new frontier of development of product, because we take the product, we advocate the product. And remember, the best diet in the world is still not as good as the best diet in the world combined with the best supplements in the world. So shop wisely. Okay, so what's your hot topic?
Well, there's a few little hot topics I've got today, but as you mentioned, the Vernon Dancing Stars. They're raising about $100,000 this year. It's going to be one of the best ones yet. The dress rehearsal is tonight, and then tomorrow is showtime. And this is the last leg of the marathon, and it's been wonderful. I have five dancing stars. The dances I did was a modern country, a mambo, an American tango, a jazz duet. So it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And I had the pleasure of coaching five couples, all from different walks of life. They're all celebrities in their own way, owning their own businesses. And they are busy, busy, busy people. And they work on their routines, and they've perfected them as much as we possibly can, because a lot of these people are not dancers. And a lot of them have some body injuries, so I have to work around that. Then they also had to raise money, so they've been working really, really hard. And last night was my last rehearsal with them, and it's all over, and now I move on and meet new people, and the cycle begin all over again. So that's that. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, we are taking a trip to the Netherlands and to Scotland this time, this year. And I just wanted to talk about some of the supplements that we take when we are away, because we can't take every single thing. But what we do is we super strength acidophilus always works. And we take high doses of that. We also take our vitamin C every day when we go. And we take the melatonin so that we can, you know, sleep and sleep on the plane and for the recovery, because it's about a 9-hour difference. And we take the recovery product. That always helps. And we take our travel pack of vitamins. And we do take our protein as well. So even though that we're traveling and we're flying and we do not have a lot of space, you can't take your trunk full of goodies, we always make sure that we take our supplements, and we take them in the morning and we take them before we go to bed at night. And we have really good success. We don't have any problems, health problems at all, when we're on our trips. Right, Corey?
Well, part of that success also is we don't stop living the good life when we get to our destination. We continue on with it. We make the same excellent food choices. We avoid all the garbage and the crap. We don't bend the philosophy for the sake of short-term gain. There's 1,000,000,000 ways to enjoy yourself while traveling without compromising your diet and getting sick as a result, or coming back and getting sick, or getting infected, or having gastrointestinal problems, and all those kinds of things that the media distorts. Like, for example, yes, it's true that flying in a plane, you know, exposes you to more radiation. You breathe recycled air inside. Who knows what is being expired out of the lungs of the passenger beside you. However, what they don't bring to attention is how those individuals in that plane all live, what food they eat. I mean, you can tell by watching what foods they eat when they're eating them on the plane. I've seen, I would say, 95% of people on the plane gobble up everything that's given to them on the plane. So I would assume that that's exactly how they are eating when they leave the plane, you see? So if you get into this headspace where life is precious and your life in particular is more precious than anyone else's, and you want to be strong and lean and functional until you hit the wall, whenever that is in the far future, hopefully, then you have to pay the price. But to liberate yourself from the labor, from what people perceive as being tough and a grind and horrible and don't you have any fun? I'm telling you, we have more fun than anyone else because we're able to dance, we're able to move, we're able to compete, we're able to maintain a super sophisticated, high-quality life, as well as our mind and body, by following these rules, like in any sport. Life is a sport, and that's what it's all about.
Well, absolutely. No matter where we go, we do the protein and salad thing, right? And if there's a really hearty soup, a good soup, we always look at what the base is, then we have a good soup. And people say, don't you miss? No, I don't miss not being well. I don't miss being able to move my body. I don't miss having it go through my body. You know, I really, really enjoy good health. And as you age, you really, really enjoy good health. You can wake up in the morning, and if you can, one of my students said, if you can wiggle your fingers and toes, you know it's going to be a good day, right? So anyways, what happened on last weekend, Corey? We went to Vancouver to the BC Seniors Games. Now, the Seniors Games are 55 and over. The Masters Games are 35 and over. So this was a BC Seniors Games, British Columbia Seniors Games. And Corey competed, of course, in the hammer throw. And what did you do?
I threw my first throw, and that was a new record in the BC Senior Games. That was my goal. I did medal out with the gold. You got a nice photograph. But once again, it was one of the many stops on the circuit. Once you get into Masters Athletics or Masters Games, this was a game. So there was 25 sports athletics, which is track and field, is one of the 25 sports. Then there are athletics only world games and different competitions. It's kind of confusing for those that aren't in it. So you have to know, is the event for athletics only, or is it a multi-sport event? But most of them that we go to are all masters, and I love the comradeship. Again, connected with some great people. I met the head coach at UBC. He's also a hammer thrower. And all of this connection and talk to many officials is getting me closer to knowing exactly how to host, direct, and manage my own event, which I'm planning now. That's what I got mostly from this particular event, the idea to host the first ever Masters Vernon Hammer Invitational here in Vernon, which is going to include a clinic and coaching, which everyone desperately needs. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Anyway, you did a great job, and there's a lot of people out there, all ages, an 81-year-old woman, you should have seen her sprint, it put me to shame, so I'm going to be doing the 200-meter myself. Anyway, Corey, congratulations, that was wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm going to hold you to that. I will believe it when I see it, when I see that gorgeous body of yours sprinting around the track, 200 meters. That's an excellent event, because it's just long enough to pull it out of you, and then short enough where it doesn't completely wipe you out, like say a 400 or 800 meter, which they say is just incredibly tough. Okay, so it was a great weekend, and again, seeing all those athletes performing as well as they do, the excitement, the joy, the smiles, the pat on the backs, the hurrahs. It was just awesome, once again, to inspire one to keep moving on, to keep trying, to keep pushing and making progress as an athlete engaged in life. And with that being said, dear, what is your final word?
My final word is by Michael Jordan. Just play, have fun, and enjoy the game. And that's what she said, ladies and gentlemen.